There is the final whistle here at McHale Park, and Donegal are victorious in their third game in Group 3 of the All-Ireland Series with a huge win against Clare. It's finished Donegal 2-23, Clare 4 points. It's 29 plays 4. It's a 25-point win in the end. And going by how things are playing out in Tullamore, Donegal will have a week's break. They will be going direct to the quarter-final. They bounce back from the defeat against Kerry with some brilliant passages of play here. And they played some lovely football. But let's be honest about it, the quality of the opposition was nowhere near a test of an All-Ireland series today, Brendan.
Yeah, and actually, you know, the most pleasing thing you think about this, because it was so easy, was the way Donegal went about it, you know, and particularly in that second half, they didn't let the standards drop. They kept the ball moving fast and clean. They kept doing the right things. They kept injecting the pace, and they never let, you know, bad habits or lazy play get into it. So the game, and somewhat from a Donegal perspective, even though it was so one-sided, still was entertaining, because there's still some brilliant scores. We still try to do the right things, and I think that's the difference having Jim McGuinness and that backroom team involved in that. They demand things, they demand standards, and even all the subs that came in, every one of them played well. But, you know, from the get-go, Ryan McHugh's brilliant early goal really set the tone, you know, top corner, pizza of a goal if you see it later on. And really from there, Donegal just owned the ball, owned possession. And even though Clare sat back in their defensive shape, they never really hassled or harried Donegal. It was a half attempt to get back in and defend. It was defending the numbers, not in intensity. The tactic wasn't there. And Donegal quite often would go through two or three Clare players with the ball and still get beyond the men in that. So it was a complete destruction from Donegal. Very pleasing for them. Brilliant at their own. Are also in pole position to guide us through to that top spot.
Donegal had 11 different scores today. The likes of Ryan McHugh scored 1-5. Oisin Gallen scored 1-4. Ryan McHugh and Oisin Gallen scored 1-4 apiece. And Patrick McBurty stepped in with 5 points. So between that trio alone, Donegal had scored 113 of the 223 total. And they had a big, big chunk of the score. And elsewhere, good to see Conor O'Donnell back with a couple of scores. Darrell Boyle, Kieran Moore, who else got in there? Kieran Thompson also stepped in with the score, as did Mark Kern as well. I think I've got everybody covered there. Michael Langan and Patter Mogan in the first half. But 11 different scores for Donegal. It was a routine, easy enough victory in the end for Donegal. And I can confirm that Tyrone have won by 4 points in their match in Tullamore. Francis Mooney will have a report shortly from that game. But Martin, as things have turned out here, Donegal have got their one. They needed to win big. That's the case. We also needed a favour of our neighbours. We don't ask too much of them very often, Martin, but they've done us a favour as well. And it's a good day all round from for Donegal, because they've got the week's break straight through to an All-Ireland quarter-final.
Yeah, it's just exactly what you wanted. And you know, we said there was a lot of hype, and maybe if we had to beat Cork down in Cork, maybe there'd be still a lot of hype after this performance today. So I think that the whole thing has worked out very, very well. Our neighbours Tyrone, fair play to them, give us you know, we normally don't ask them for favours, but that was a big favour today. And they were the better team. The first half Cork were the better team. I watched the game in there, but the second half, no doubt, Tyrone were the better side. Colin Kilpatrick in the straight red, it happened off the ball, so I'd say probably they'll appeal it, whatever. It's pouring rain here now down here. Just to see dry all along to now, but it's pouring rain here. But yeah, good. The break is important, because after all the hard games we had, and suppose now you go straight into a quarter final, and suppose you avoid the Dublin, probably, depending on Dublin Mayo tomorrow, but you probably do avoid the Dublin Kerry teams that you'll be in the other side. So anyway, you know, will we have a Tyrone Derry game? If Derry beat Westmeath, we could end up with a Tyrone Derry game in Omagh next weekend. But that'll be some match. Tyrone were good today, very good. Their look back and to go on some of the under 20 lads and everything else, they look good. But from Donegal's point of view, I mean, you just feel sorry for Clare. Yeah. It's one of the only hammering that's happened this year, and looks like they're throwing in the towel maybe after Tyrone game in a way. And you know, disappointing for them, because they're not as bad as they look today. Good performance by Donegal. Get the extra week, get into Croke Park, and with the pace of Donegal and everything else, could be hard enough. No team might want to play them in Croke Park.
Listen, the level of opposition was not there for Donegal today. And sometimes, Martin, in games you can get sucked into it. So we have to give Donegal credit the way they managed that game today. And they just stuck about their own game plan and did what they had to do and done it very, very well.
Yeah, well, just from the... But that's exactly it, Oisin. I mean, I think with all the hard games we had, we deserved an easier game, and we got it today. And I mean, as you said, it all worked out. a favourite before us, you know. See, sometimes the last day Donegal were under all the pressure going to Cork. Cork weren't under no pressure. Today Cork were under a bit of pressure. So every day is different, every team is different, and everything is different. So I think looking at the break will do them good. Conor O'Donnell back in the field is massive for Donegal. I think he's a big player. It's going to strengthen the whole squad and everything else from that point of view. So it's good to see Big Q getting back out there as well today, and you know, using the bench, Kevin McGetting came off the bench, and you know, they used a lot of the players off the bench. And I think that, you know, from a Donegal point of view, you know, we're in a quarter final. We probably didn't expect that at the start of the year when Jim took over. We've got promotion Division 2, we've won Ulster, and now we've topped our group and we're in the quarter final. We can't ask for much more than that. We considered, other than the McKenna Cup final to beat the Verdery, there's only really the last game against Cork, which we could have got a draw out of in the end up. So yeah, everything's good, and fair play to a bunch of players, and they did a real professional job today, and we got no injuries or anything else out of it, no red cards, so everything good.
Okay, Martin McHugh, many thanks for joining us. Safe home, Martin. As Martin said there, Brendan, a professional job done and another box ticked.
Finally, Oisín, listen, what can we say about, as Martin said, he rounded up the season perfectly there, you know, particularly from where we were last year. This is phenomenal stuff from Donegal, and all come back to the appointment of Jim and a Patrick McBertie-led group of players that come down and said, Jim, we need you back, and thank God that he did, because he's lifted the whole county, and these players have lifted the whole county. And as I say, when Langan come off there, the applause that he got, and the buzz that's from the Donegal crowd here, which is basically a home crowd down in Castlebar, travelled on the numbers. That was a brilliant performance, and now Donegal can sit back and see what happens in these prelims and get ready for a quarter final.
Okay, so the way it has finished in the group, Donegal have beaten Clare 223-4. Tyrone have taken victory in their match against Cork, winning through as well. So that means Donegal topped the group. Tyrone finished second, Cork are third, all in 4 points. Donegal go straight to the quarterfinals. Tyrone and Cork go to the prelims, but more importantly for Tyrone, they will have home advantage in their next game. Many thanks to Highland Motors, who once again jumped on board to assist us in bringing you coverage of this encounter in McHale Park in Castlebar. It hasn't been a good hunting ground for Donegal in the past, but it has today, winning comfortably to secure a place in the All-Ireland quarterfinals.